This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. South Metro Fire Rescue responded to a total of 195 calls related to fireworks in the 24 hours surrounding the 4th of July holiday. Crews helped put out 20 brush fires, 2 residential fires, 5 trash fires, a commercial building fire, and a barbecue fire. Last year, firefighters in the district responded to more incidents during in that 24-hour window, but say they were smaller in size and less destructive. A new ban on vaping in public spaces goes into effect this week in Aspen. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Last month, Aspen City Council approved an update to its Clean Air Act. It bans the use of vapes and e-cigarettes in all public areas where smoking is already prohibited. The city aims to protect public health, reduce secondhand exposure, discourage youth vaping, and prevent litter and fire risks. It applies in places like restaurants, shops, and offices. It'll be banned in indoor public places and outdoor events like festivals, markets, and parades. Aspen is known for its strict regulations on smoking. It was one of the first places in the state to adopt an indoor smoking ban and to lift the age of legal purchases to 21. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is expanding its rape shield law as it applies to civil lawsuits. In the past, courts have been allowed to consider a plaintiff's prior sexual relationship with the person they accuse of sexual misconduct, but a new law requires them to treat that information as irrelevant. It also bars judges and juries from considering a plaintiff's lifestyle or appearance when determining their credibility or whether an interaction was consensual. This is CPR News.